record button. Okay. Welcome back to Talks with Ty Tuesdays. Oh my God, angels, I am so happy that you came back. Okay. I'm so happy that we're here and that you're rocking with me. You're rocking with me for this Talks with Ty, the podcast. And I truly, truly appreciate it. Y'all know on Tuesdays we do personal discussions prior to me going live. Okay. So I will be going live tonight. But y'all know I gotta give my form and really give just a moment, okay, for my YouTube viewers and my podcast listeners. So this week, we're going to get into this discussion. Let me say this, because I've been in this awkward place, right? And you've heard me say this a million times, but y'all, it truly doesn't matter how you feel. God is still and always will be worthy to be praised. Amen. Really? Really? Things get hard, okay? And everything doesn't work out the way that we want it to. It's tough, but we have to stay encouraged. Learning how to encourage yourself is of the utmost importance. Like, it's survival. 'Cause the mind can be a thing that I have you thinking in ways that you'll feel defeated. And the truth is that you're only at the beginning, or you've started wherever you are in your journey. It may not be the beginning, but it's worth you to keep going. You're more than halfway there, you know, and we don't see that when we're in it. And I'm in it right now. Like, I'm in it with you. I'm in it alone. I'm in it, y'all. Like, I'm in it. So I say that to you as I say that to myself. It doesn't matter how you feel. God is still worthy to be praised. So let's get right into the show. Excuse my dogs, okay? Y'all know I got dogs and they bark and it's a mess. But anywho, Talks with Ty Tuesdays. Subject tonight. Are you really ready to love again? Are you really ready to love again? Like, are you? Are you really ready to love again? I've been asking myself that. It's one thing to, like, be alone, right? And when you've been alone and single for a while, you are used to yourself. Like, you've worked on yourself. You know what I'm saying? You've been alone. You've learned some new things about yourself. So, you don't, none of us are made to be alone. None of us are made to be alone. We're not created to live this life by ourselves. We are created to live with a mate, right? So I don't judge sexual orientation. Really? Like, seriously? Anywho, I don't judge sexual orientation. But I do know that man needs woman and woman needs man. Okay? And however that fits for you, let it work for you. I am a woman. I was born female. And I am sexually attracted to men. So, as I'm speaking about this, I'm speaking on my perspective. So, I have all sexualities that watch me. I don't judge sexuality. That's not a thing that I really get into, okay? I believe love is love, and I believe everybody deserves to be loved, okay? And I don't believe that people deserve to be judged in who they choose to love. My dogs are really at it today. Lord have mercy. Anyway, we're going to try to get through this show. I'm going to try to get through this segment. So are you ready to love? Like, when you really think about it, because this single life is ghetto. Okay. The single life in 2023 is ghetto. Do you hear me? It's so bad. Like, it's so bad. Like, I don't think y'all understand, like, how bad it is. And, like, figuring out yourself, right, and trying to get back into the dating game and trying to get back, like, try to get yourself back out there. Like, it sucks. It sucks. Like, y'all, I am scared. Like, I'm really scared. Like, I'm scared. Right? So when you get comfortable with somebody, or you finally do meet someone, and you become comfortable, and you become comfortable in that person, it's hard to, because it's so jacked up out here, like, it's hard to be like, okay, start over. You know what I'm saying? So, it sucks. I'm just saying, being single is ghetto. If you're single, like, I feel for you, because over here, it's like real ghetto, and it's like real bad, and I don't like it. So I have to really ask myself, like, am I really ready to do this thing? I know and I understand that a part of my healing process for me was forgiving myself. And when I saw, y'all done? When I say forgiving myself, right, what I mean by that is, sometimes in love, we lose ourselves. We lose ourselves so much that we forget who we are. And it becomes all about the person that we are with. And when it becomes all about that person that we are with, that's all that we think about. We only concern ourselves with doing whatever is necessary to make it work. Because even though we know that what we are in is a hot ass mess and it's unhealthy and it's toxic, we're willing to have that than nothing. We're willing to stay in something that we know isn't good for us just so we can have somebody. I don't know if that was me. I'm still trying to figure that out. I don't know if my marriage was something that I was trying to hold on to because I didn't want to be alone, or if it was something that I was trying to hold on to because I felt like that was what I was supposed to be in. The truth is that anything that puts us in a situation where we lose ourselves, where we give up on us, it can't be for you. Even though it may feel right, right? Even though it may be comfortable, it can't be for you because you're not yourself in it. Like, being miserable in a relationship, and I'm not just speaking for me, because at some point I truly do believe that he was miserable with me. I don't know when it happened, right? I don't know when it occurred, but I believe that it did. I know for a fact that that happened with him because of how he treated me. And I didn't love me enough. I loved him more than I was loving myself, or I loved what I thought I had, I think, because I didn't want to be alone. And at some point I just stopped loving me. And I don't mean like I hated myself, but I mean I stopped loving me because I was dealing with things that I knew damn well I did not deserve, nor should I have been dealing with. And I don't know if it's the time that I had with this person. I don't know if it, I think a lot of it was comfort. Even though he was doing what he was doing, in my mind, I knew that he would always choose me. And for me, that was enough. Even though it was filled with toxicity and it wasn't healthy, I knew it was enough. I felt like he would always choose me. And for me, that was enough. Right? And so I made up every excuse for the marriage, right? No matter how detrimental it was to me. I did not realize all the damage I did to myself. He doesn't get all the blame for all the pain that I dealt with. I never prayed when he came home, okay, from his sentence. I never asked God. I never prayed. and ask God, was this what he wanted me to do? Was this something that I was supposed to be doing? I just thought to myself, this is my husband. I'm supposed to do this and I'm going to give this a try. Like, I know that I'm going to give this a try and we're going to get it right this time and it's going to work out and it's going to, we're going to go through some things. Yes, but it's going to be all worth it in the end. And I know it is because he loves me and I love him and love is enough. It's enough. That's what I thought. Oh, was I wrong? See, one thing I'm learning in this walk, and I'm not a religious person, so please don't take this as a religious conversation, but I am about relationship, all right? And I love God, and I know that he is the creator of all things, and I am a believer that Jesus is the Son of God, absolutely, no question. So I think that's important to say. However, I am an imperfect I am a perfect imperfection and I do fall short. So I'm walking this thing trying to get it right every day. Okay? I'm you. We're the same. You know, I will curse you out if you get me messed up. But I might pray for you first. I might give you a little leverage. I'm not one that's going to give you enough rope to let you hang yourself. Let me put it like that. And I'm going to walk away peacefully. But please don't take my peace for foolery. Or being a fool, because I ain't that either. Okay? Now, that gives you a little history so we can get into this conversation. Okay? I thought love was enough. It wasn't. The love wasn't enough. The respect had went out the window. The understanding, it wasn't even a thing, right? I can't be in this thing with you. Fighting with you when I'm supposed to be trying to fight for you. How can I say this? We're together. Life is hard enough. We're fighting so hard, right? Fighting each other. But somewhere in that, we're trying to fight for the relationship. Like, I can't fight to be in a relationship with my op. Like, that's not a thing. I can't fight to be in a relationship with somebody that I look at as my enemy. That's weird. Like, nobody does that. Like, that's not a thing. So, somewhere along the line, now hindsight is 2020. So, looking back when I was in it, I can't be with you if you have resentment towards me. If there's no forgiveness there. For the mistakes that I've made or my shortcomings. I can't be with you if you truly don't love me. I can't be with you if you don't love yourself. And I am incapable of loving you if I don't love me. Somewhere in that relationship, I lost me. So there was absolutely no way I was loving me. It's just impossible. Now that I look back at the mind state and what we were going through at that time, I wasn't loving myself. I was trying to be whatever I thought he needed me to be. And what I needed to be for me was me. I couldn't be anything to my husband at that time because I was a hot mess for me. And I was losing and had lost my marriage before it had even restarted again. I know y'all probably say, damn, Ty, like, why you say that? Because I did. I was so into survival mode, I think, at that time with everything that I was dealing with, that being a wife was not my concern. And I knew that I had to make things happen. Not that this is an excuse, but it is what it is. I had to make things happen. So that was my only concern. I wasn't even concerned about me. Like, I was working so much. I was full-time in the armed forces and I had 2 part-time jobs. Like, I never gave myself time to do anything. I wasn't even a mom. Like, I was working so hard, and in my mind, I had to provide, and providing was being a mother. And those were other, that's a whole nother set of, that's a whole nother discussion, number one. And that's a whole nother set of traumas that I tapped into during my healing process. However, I wasn't me. Like, I'm finally getting back to a place where I'm becoming me again. You know, I'm doing the things that I love to do. And no, I don't have this whole lot of money, right? I don't. Not nearly as much as I had then, but I do have peace. And I am taking care of myself mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. And I am pouring into things that are important, like motherhood, like my brand. I'm starting to do things that I once loved again, like I'm learning me all over again. And this journey is learning how to love myself. And now I'm getting to a place where I'm asking myself, like, am I ready to love again? Is this something that I want to do? And it is something that I want to do, but I don't want to make the same mistakes. So how do I not make those mistakes? I think by recognizing that I cannot lose myself in my next relationship is a huge start. I think recognizing that God has to be first in everything that I do for the rest of my life. That's number one. And then knowing that I cannot lose myself in anything that I do. Understanding my purpose, I think, is huge. And realizing my pros and my cons, right? Because I'm not perfect. And I'm a work in progress. And I have to be kind to myself. But I have to understand that I have to give that same grace to whomever God puts before me. I cannot not have my stuff together. Like, I have to have myself together. I have to be ready in every aspect if a new relationship is what I want, because that's what I expect from my mate, right? I expect if I'm dating a guy or if I let a guy in that he's ready. But I got to check myself and say, Takiya, are you ready? Have you dealt with forgiveness? Have you forgiven not just the person that hurt you, but yourself? Have you forgiven yourself for hurting you? Because again, I say, the person that I was in my last relationship with, that I was married to, is not all to blame for the pain that I felt. I hurt myself. I let myself down a lot. And learning how not to do that, like seeing my shortcomings, where I'm weak at, where I want to be stronger at. That shit is important to me today. That's a part of me having it together. I think that that's a huge part of me being ready. Understanding that you may not have the 100, right? You might be in a different place than me. Understanding that it's okay. It's okay because I might not have the 100 for you. But you see whatever it is that you see in me, and we're on the same page. Understanding that we're always not going to get along, but it's okay to disagree in a healthy manner and move forward together, fighting for the same goal. Not fighting each other, but for the same goal. Like, that's what I want in my relationship. My next relationship. I might not be the 100, and you might not either. But whatever it is that we see in one another, it's worth giving it a try. And we understand that we're not going to always agree. And we understand that we can disagree in a healthy manner. But we're going to move forward and continue fighting together for the same thing. Understanding that I cannot deal with anyone that's not where I am. This is a huge one. I think as women, sometimes we meet a guy and we say, okay, he's not here, but I can get him here. And it's not that that statement isn't true. That might be a true statement. He isn't here. And you might have the ability to get him there. But I don't think we really measure what that might take. I don't know if we look at if we're truly ready for that task. And do we really have the understanding and forgiveness to get him from here to here? Are we ready to heal those traumas? Are we ready to heal that brokenness? Are we ready for that? Sometimes women who are broken and are dealing with their own traumas get with a man who is broken and dealing with his own traumas. And the blind cannot lead the blind. I don't want to get with anybody that is an unhealed version of themselves. I'm not doing it. I'm still working on me. I just healed and am still currently healing a lot of my traumas. Helping you heal yours. Now, I can give you some advice. You could watch some YouTube content and maybe I could help you a little bit, but I can't help you because I'm still helping me. So I don't want to deal with anybody that isn't healed. I definitely want to deal with somebody that's been through some things and has overcome some things. But unhealed, doesn't have understanding, those are not things that I want to deal with. That's not patient, I don't want to deal with an impatient man. If you don't have no patience, you're not the man for me. So I'm not going to waste your time. And it's okay. You might be the man for somebody, but you're just not the man for me. That's not a part of what I want for myself. And understanding it is okay to tell somebody that. Ooh, look at that. It's okay to let you know that we probably are not a good fit. And that's okay. And let's move forward. Understanding that it's okay not to settle, but it's not okay to think or expect what you aren't. You can't expect to meet a millionaire and to have a guy wine and dine you, put you up in a house, do all this, and you ain't doing it for yourself. Like, you gotta be there, sis. It's beautiful if you get that. It's beautiful if you find a man and he's able to upgrade you and give you better and lead and guide you into more. What woman doesn't want that? But the truth is, that's not how things always happen. So if you're not able to provide yourself, if you're not the best version of yourself, if you're not physically fit, you can't want no man with no 10-pack. That's not a thing. If you're not financially stable, at minimum, okay, being able to pay your bills. I'll give you one further. You might be living paycheck to paycheck, right? But you can cut all your bills even and dry. Might be a little tinkle, tinkle, tinkle in the middle. You're alone. You don't have a help me. But you're able to sustain. Then that's what you should strive for. Somebody that can meet you at where you are. It's a blessing to get more. I think that me asking myself, am I ready to love again? Is just like being realistic with myself. Truthfully, understanding where I'm at physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, because that's not always something that I asked about in any past relationship. I never talked about finance. So now, like, finances are important to me because I am able to provide myself with A, B, C, D on my own. If you're not able to do that, and I'm not saying that you have to provide me with all those things, but if you're not able to do that for yourself, to hell with doing it for me. If you're not able to do it for you, then we're probably not going to be compatible in a relationship. We're probably not, because where I am and where you are isn't, we're not going to think the same. Now, I'm not saying that I can't help you get to a position to where you could do that for yourself, but I understand that that's going to take a level of work. It's that in between. And I think that a lot of times we don't think about that in between, that gap. It's not that it doesn't work when you have a gap. It can definitely work when you have a gap, but there is a gap. And that gap takes work, sacrifice, understanding, forgiveness. And so if both people are not able to push through that, on top of whatever life brings you while you're dealing with that gap, it's going to be a waste. I think that I'm at a place where I'm still figuring out if I am ready for love. Like, I'm learning if I'm ready, because I'm still working on me and things that I know that I need to work on to be the best version of myself. One thing I've learned about being single is that it is so much peace and solitude in where I've been and where I am. And I am grateful for this time that I've had with myself, by myself. I needed it. More so, I needed it spiritually than anything else, but I needed it for me. And I'm still here, and I'm still, life is still life for me, very much so every day. But to you, the person that's listening, the person that's watching me, one thing I know for sure, if you don't love you, if you don't love like everything about you, if you haven't forgiven yourself, if you haven't healed, if you haven't tapped into the deepest, darkest depth of your soul, you are not ready to love anyone. You're just not. Learning how to love us first teaches us how to love someone else. And I did not know that. I did not get that until I started doing the work on me. I think once you start doing work on you, you also understand or start to gain clarity on purpose. We all have a purpose. Some people figure that out, others don't. The beauty is beginning to tap into your voice, what you need, what you are needed for. And then everything else kind of starts to work itself out. Keep going. Keep growing through. You are worth love, but you have to be love. I wasn't always love. I wasn't. I'm learning how to be that again. And love doesn't always look like yes. And love doesn't always look like, okay, I'll do it. Love is sometimes no. Love is sometimes not today. I'm not able to. Sometimes love looks like that. That too is a form of love. So knowing you, what you deserve, what you are capable of being, what you are, that's enough. And then you go and you work on that every day. And I think that love will find you. So we started off asking, are you really ready for love? But I think the question or the statement is, love will find you when you start loving you. You will attract what you are when you start to do the work. So I say, and this may come off wrong, But if you are constantly attracting a bunch of mess, you might have to take a look within. See what you are allowing to happen to even let that energy enter your aura. Because I had to ask myself that. And then I had to do the work. Thank you guys for rocking with me this Tuesday, February the 21st of 2023. Are you really ready for love? Talks with Ty Tuesdays is officially done, all right? I will be heading over to Talks with Ty, the podcast, live on my Facebook, and I will also be streaming on my YouTube channel. Make sure if you're not following me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, head on over, type in TALKS space WIT space TY, Talks with Ty, and go ahead and subscribe to our podcast. If you're not able to watch us on our live stream or watch us here on YouTube, you can always catch up to the episodes. I upload everything to my podcast channel on Spotify and Apple iTunes. Anything else going on with me? No, nothing else going on with me. Not this week, other than school. Keep growing, keep glowing, and keep pushing through. I promise you are not alone. Talks with Ty, the podcast, out. I will see you guys on Thursday for Spill the Tea Thursdays. Bye.